On this episode of True Friend with Corey Montel Scott.
I'm going to be a star and they're going to just love me. Like, that was not my mentality whatsoever. I needed a job. Okay. And I said, how much for one day? Sure, I'll be there before you.
If you need a helping hand, let me tell you about a friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of True Friend with Corey Montel Scott. Now, if you want to stay up to date on future episodes, make sure you click that subscribe button down below. We have had some of the most amazing guests come on, but this is our first actress. This is someone who I've known since elementary school. This is someone who I'm sure will be a household name. She's already a household name here because we support everything that she does. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to welcome to the show, Rayana D. Briggs.
Hi.
Rayana, it's so good to see you. I'm so proud of you and all your many accomplishments. I can't wait to get into it. I think it's been, when was the last time we saw each other? It's been a few years.
Oh gosh, it's been a few years. I want to say high school graduation. So I think we're 10 years.
No, I just saw you at Justice's Memorial.
Memorial. That's why I don't remember, because that was a hard time for me. So I just started in my blockout. So yeah, that was three years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah.
Well, it's so good to see you. I'm so happy to be able to catch up with you. I like to give every guest the opportunity to say what it is that they believe they are. So who is Rayana D. Briggs, and how would you define yourself to someone who has never met or heard of you before?
Yeah, well, hello, everyone. My name is Rayana D. Briggs. I am a professional performing artist, trained actress, vocalist, and dancer. My primary expertise is in theater, so musicals, stage plays, cabarets, things of that nature. And within the past 2 to 3 years, I've transitioned into film and television. So I have a very wide range of gifts, but I'm a lover, I'm a great friend, I'm a great daughter, and I just show up how God designed me to. So that's who Rayana D. Briggs is.
We, of course, not only went to elementary school together, but we did go to high school together. And I remember, I still have the messages of you asking me, you know, how is the theater program? There was a theater in Columbia, Workshop Theater. You were interested in that. And just to kind of see you take a something that was a dream and something that you believed you could do and just completely make this gigantic career out of it is insane to me. Props off to you for sticking with that. But what was the moment that you really realized that acting was without a doubt what you wanted to do with your life?
Yeah. Honestly, well, thank you. Thank you for that. Cause I do remember reaching out like, how is it there? It was honestly the time when we were in high school. You remember, Corey and I were both members of Palmetto Center for the Arts, this performing arts program, at Richland Northeast High School in District 2. And our program, we always went to competitions. One of them was the PDA or Palmetto Dramatic Association. And that competition, it was our senior year. I'll never forget. Typically, the schools will come with a play or musical. They compete with other schools in the state. And for the seniors, we had an audition for a scholarship. So I originally was not going to be a part of the show. I was just going for my scholarship audition. But something happened where an actor dropped out or couldn't perform as expected. So they needed me to hop in just a week before the performance. And this was a 3-person play. I was in every scene. It was 3 acts. I was like, this is a heavy responsibility. I remember trying to learn my lines and I kind of forgot about my audition as well. But once competition day came, the play was called Agnes of God. I played the psychiatrist. I can't remember the name of the psychiatrist, but I do know that Diane Carroll played the psychiatrist on Broadway for Agnes of God. And after the performance, there was not a dry eye in the audience. My mom, who was struggling with allowing me to select my own major for college, I knew I wanted to be in theater, but it's like, what about mass comm? What about math? What about business administration, you know, because she just wanted me to be secured as an adult. But it was that competition where I was able to show that, yes, I love to act. This is something that I'm passionate about. But that was the competition where my mom realized that I was anointed for this and how I was really imparted with the gift and trusted with the gift to move people, to bring a character to life. And my mom came in my room crying, if you want to act, you go act and I support you wherever you go. Like, okay, mom, you know, but that was that moment. I've loved being on stage, as you said earlier, literally all of my life. But that was the moment where I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to make my career out of.
I remember even looking up to you and a few others because singing, you know, was my thing.
Okay.
But there's like two people. When I think of you and I think of Hannah Lanford. Shout out to Hannah Lanford.
Oh, shout out to Hannah Lanford.
She was in her own era of a Meryl Streep or a Viola Davis or Angela Bassett, you know, or Diane Keaton. All those people as a teen, which is amazing. Yeah. So I remember seeing how you would take something that was on paper and bring it to life in your own way. In the few shows that we did, I mean, we did Beauty and the Beast, Legally Blonde, Into the Woods.
Grease. Don't forget Grease, honey.
Grease, where you were, I was Roger, and you were...
Jan.
Okay. So I remember working, you know, one-on-one with you and watching you just kind of consume all that the characters were and make it your own. In what ways since then has your process changed since you first started acting up until now?
Honestly, brother, my process really hasn't changed much since school. It's still the same process. I'm so grateful for our training and our upbringing. I think some people think I'm exaggerating or think I'm just... Oh, you just love saying you're from South Carolina. You just love putting off a home. But anyone that grew up, you know, with us can absolutely says to we've had stellar scholars to train us and to hone in on our gifts. My process has honestly been the same since. Shout out to Joanna Criswell and Donna Wilson. That's crazy. I still don't feel comfortable not saying Miss in front of them. I don't care if I'm almost 30. It just feels a little odd. But my process is honestly still the same. I think about how my character is feeling. I think about things that are off the paper. What happened before this first page? What happened to them? How do they feel? What are their reactions? What are their ideologies about things? It's really important to create a full dynamic character. So I list those questions. I ask those questions even before scenes. I do certain activities I learned even in high school and college of how to get in character, how to get out of character. What physicality does this character have? What nuances does this character use and how they speak. It's all layered and it's still the same, even at 28. It's the exact same since grade school.
I recently saw you in The Color Purple.
Yeah.
I want you to know that I was so ecstatic for that. I drove maybe, that was like a 2-hour trip.
Yes.
And Rayana, I remember sitting there thinking you were so phenomenal to think that we did a community version at Workshop Theater of The Color Purple. And to literally... watch how involved you were back then with the music just to even be a part of the company. And now to play the role of Nettie, which you did a beautiful job. You did a very thorough job. You and that entire cast.
Yeah, Arcelie, shout out to Denise Jackson. She's based in Texas. She is phenomenal, phenomenal. We actually formed a beautiful sisterhood, even like with us being Celie and Nettie. We formed a sisterhood and a bond even after the show. So thank you so much for that. I actually wanted to share something about Color Purple. Can I share something?
You sure can.
One of my distinct memories, and I still tell these stories to this day. I remember feeling liberated for the first time as a Black artist and a Black actor with you when we were in high school. During this time, our PCA, our magnet program, we would have 2 musicals every academic school year. And for that, I want to say it was spring. It was springtime. It was like March. The show was Chorus Line. Mm-hmm. And we were, I mean, it was like, okay, you know, I love Chorus Line. God, I hope I get it. You know, I was really excited. But then Corey and I, like, we realized Color Purple was at workshop. So we said, got a blast.
Oh, my God.
You said, got a blast. I'm going to be where the black people are.
Oh, my God. I did say that.
First time. Yes. And that was our first time. Like, well, that was my first time doing a workshop show. I already asked about workshop beforehand, but that was my first time actually working with them. And I experienced my first community theater show with you, with my brother, Corey. And it was a full circle moment because that was the first time where, wow, this is black people. This is musical theater. This is gospel. Like, it was all of my worlds in one entity. So that's why I love that play, that musical so much. And for us to do it here in Wilmington and to be Nettie, it was like a full circle moment. It was.
As much as you felt liberated, I felt liberated. I wouldn't have done the Color Purple at workshop had you not done it, because I had my experience with workshop, you know, as a kid. And it, you know, at the time, nothing against workshop. Shout out to Jenny.
Hey, Jenny and Dean.
The experience was something that I wasn't necessarily thinking I would ever go back to. Yeah. And so when I remember telling you, if you do it, I'll do it. And I put that aside in our audition, and I'm glad I did. That was a wonderful memory. So
wonderful memory. Shout out to Katrina. Shout out to Bobby Kraft. Just shout out to everybody. Jocelyn Sanders. It's the whole Color Purple workshop, the theater family.
Talking about the work that you've done doing the community theater, you moved on or transitioned into film. I applaud you as well, because I know a few people who, when they hear the word extra, they think, no, that's nothing that I really want to do.
You
took that, and I mean, you bided it until the point where they had no choice but to see you. You've done work on, what's the name of that show? Was it For Our People? Was that the name?
Yes, Our Kind of People.
Our Kind of People. We watched that. We watched that. Ruthless. Your resume with that can go on and on and on. Even on the film adaption, the new film adaption of The Color Purple, we saw you there. So how did you approach extra work with a humble attitude, knowing that this is a stepping stone? I know this isn't where I want to finish at, but
absolutely,
I'm confident in this arena. What was that like?
Well, one thing about life will humble you. Praise God. And with graduating from college with a bachelor's in theater, full-time performing artist, shout out to Trustis Theater, other family, Terrence Henderson, Katrina, all my folks. I was like, you know what? 9-to-5 jobs, they aren't working for me. I'm not happy. And then they took my life as an actor as a joke, like on your little rehearsal, or, oh, you want to be an actor? I'm like, I am an actor, you know? So I left the 9-to-5 only in the theater. But then the pandemic came about. 2020, the world shut down. Everyone's lives was affected. But specifically for me, as a full-time artist, I couldn't file for unemployment. I had no benefits, you know, because my employment was not affected because of the pandemic. You know, like, I didn't lose my job because of, you know, I was just kind of getting paid under the table as an artist. So the first thing that opened up were film studios. So I didn't even go in like, I'm going to be a star and they're going to just love me. Like, that was not my mentality whatsoever. I needed a job. Okay. And I said, how much for one day? Sure, I'll be there before you. And got there. I will never forget. Shout out to Cody Hanna. He is my favorite person in the film industry. Cody literally welcomed me with open arms on Our Kind of People. And I knew zero terminology. I didn't know the verbiage they were using. Again, I was just there for a job. I was there for a check. But one thing that I love about Favor, even in holding, background holding, that's where they house, or where they keep the extras, background actors. We go through hair and makeup. The hair department and the makeup department, they kind of gravitated towards me a bit. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a very bubbly person. I am definitely a personality. I don't meet a stranger. So I'm speaking to everyone. And they kind of started showing me a little favoritism. They did my makeup a certain way. They did my wardrobe a certain way. And the PA, he said, hey, I'm going to place you beside some of the actors. Mind you, this is my very first TV show, so I didn't even realize how close in proximity I would be with such great talent. Shout out to Morris Chestnut, Yaya DaCosta, Nadine Ellis, who I just spoke with last week. I was just doing what I was told to do as a trained actor. And we know from theater, extra work is the equivalent to being an ensemble. I know how to support my lead on stage. That's what we've been trained to do. We don't go on stage unless we know how to show up. So for film, whatever they needed me to do in the background, if you want me to kiki it up with a friend in the back and pantomime, because we're from theater, I knew how to do just that. And shout out to Kevin Lee Y. Green. He was their choreographer of that TV show. They messed up when they said that this extra role requires minor dancing. I said, well, hold on. I'm a trained dancer. I danced like The Rent was due 29 days ago. And it was real simple, but I just needed someone to see me. And they did. And that's how I was able to be invited on the show to be featured. That's how I got my SAG eligibility. And it literally just started kind of taking off from there just by me just showing up from the gifts that we were trained with since kids. So that's how my transition from theater to film is. It hasn't been easy. Some people, oh, she's just a background. You know, it's not that serious, but I was able to work my way up.
And you've done it with such grace and elegance. I want to circle back.
Thank you.
You mentioned Nadine Ellis. I want you to know I was so happy to see you two. Because for those that don't know, Nadine Ellis was one of the dancers for the Rock the Boat music video by the late Aaliyah. And I remember you used to wear these headphones and I could hear it blasting out of your headphones in the classroom or the backstage, whatever it was, at the theater. So I was like, this is so crazy and such a full circle moment. I can't remember who it was I was talking to, but someone said that walk in like you belong there. And I mean, absolutely, you have walked in like you own the place, like you got the key in your back pocket, and you have really, mm-hmm, really had the career that you have wanted just from faith and showing up. So props to you, Rihanna, props to you. So what role, and this can be theater, this could mm-hmm even be an extra role, this can be one of mm-hmm the feature roles that you've been blessed to be mm-hmm in. What role have you connected with the most?
Role that I've connected with the most? That's a loaded statement. So I connected with the most. Honestly, truly, because I haven't had a role for a film that I've connected with, like this feels like, you know, I felt liberated, connected to. I've only felt that way theatrically. It's actually two times, or really three times, but two that I mentioned, because we did talk about the first play in high school, my senior year. I was playing a psychiatrist mm-hmm in Agnes of God. But my favorite role that I think I've played, like, to this day, has to be Lady in Orange from For Colored Girls, Who Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough, written by Ntozake Shange. That choreo poem, I can't even say play, the choreo poem has literally been almost the novel of my life. This as a Black woman, as a Black artist, a woman that has experienced trauma and that is undergoing healing and undoing certain ideologies that I've learned. That choreo poem has been so beautiful in my heart. Sometimes when I'm even speaking of those monologues, it's ministry. It's ministry. Not only is it speaking to my heart, but I know that it's piercing the hearts of those that are listening and watching. And I love when my work is meaningful. I love when my work is impactful. Yes, I love to entertain, but I really love to move people. What can I do, or what can I say, or what can I sing to make you think differently, or for a light bulb to go off in your mind and your life, for you to go out in the world to take your rightful position? That's when I know my job as an artist has been fulfilled. So honestly, Lady in Orange, it may, you know, for the past 8 years, Lady in Orange has been the one that I have resonated with the most, but also with Lady in Blue. I haven't played this character yet. Shout out to Alea Williams, or Lay Wills is her rap stage name. But some of those monologues where, you know, I can't take any more sorries. That's also where I am in my life and my womanhood now, where I'm unapologetic about my boundaries about the places that I show up and the spaces that I'm in, that choreo poem is top tier. It is.
Whitney Houston used to say before she ever approached a song, she had to find herself in some capacity. So when you're accepting roles or going for certain roles, is that a requirement for you?
I wouldn't say it's a requirement, but it's definitely a component if I accept or not. What's a requirement is this character, is what this character, like how they're showing up or what they're doing, is it purposeful? Like, does it have a meaning to it? If it's really no drive, if it doesn't have any type of importance or significance, I'm really not going to connect with it, and I'm going to respectfully decline, praise God. but if it's meaningful, and they have, if someone can connect to it, or if I know someone that has lived that life, I mean, it doesn't even have to be my own story, but if I know that story is familiar, and that others can connect to it, or someone can see themselves on the screen, then that's one of the checklists for me to approve a character or not.
Rihanna, I want you to tell us about your new film premiering September 19th on BET+, Deadly Intentions.
Yes. So I'm really excited about my very first network movie as a lead. Again, it's called Deadly Intentions. Deadly Intentions follows a story of two sisters who work in the restaurant business as valet drivers, and they commit home robberies. And one robbery goes terribly, terribly wrong, and we're able to see how the sisters are able to manage that. So I'm really excited. I had a phenomenal experience. It was a very, honestly, a surreal moment filming that movie and being with other actors. Shout out to Jasmine Robinson out in LA, Deji LeRae, who's in Atlanta. He's on the TV show Johnson on Bounce TV. It was actually a surreal moment. Some of the producers, a major love to Marquand Ragland and Dominic Santana, Kevin Hall, Chasen, they honestly wrapped their arms around me. They really rallied around me to show support for that being my first network movie. They knew that it's not my first project or my first time acting, but it was definitely an elevated experience compared to independent films and me being background and stand-in and featured for TV shows. Like, now I'm on the call sheet, and I, you know, PAs are asking where I am. I'm like, Lord, I'm just eating my fried bologna cheese sandwich. Like, I'm okay. You know, others like, hey, like, I can't eat this. I have all these dietary restrictions. You know, they're really healthy. And I'm like, baby, you can get me a bag of Cheetos and I'm going to go over my lines and we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. So it was really fun just from a personal standpoint. And it was almost kind of cool to see that even wherever life takes me, I'm still going to be Ray. You know, I'm still from South Carolina. I'm not going to act like I have no sense now, but, you know, I'm still a country girl, still a girl around the way. You know, I'm just an artist that loves to show up. So Deadly Intentions on BET+. That's going to be something.
What or who motivates you to keep pushing, Rihanna?
What or who? Honestly, that comes from God. It does. It's so crazy. I woke up this morning. I'm not going to get emotional, but I woke up this morning and right now it's August. Anyone that grew up in church know, you know, August, if you grew up Baptist, you know, this revival time. This is where church, I'm from. My family is from Newberry, South Carolina. And this is the time where we were all, like, different churches would come together to worship and fellowship. And I watched a video this morning of what coming out to church, filming my grandmother, and she's the reason why I'm an actor. Being from South Carolina, my grandmother was a part of the registry. So, you know what I'm trying to say, praise God. She was on the registry team for the South Carolina Baptist Congress of Christian Education and the National Baptist Congress of Christian Education. And throughout the day, we will have our morning classes, how to be young and saved, or who is Jesus, and how do we take him with us to the playground, you know, stuff like that. And in the afternoon, it would be choir, mime, praise dance, music, you know, for musicians, and my grandma put me in the drama ministry. And it was something about how she spoke to me and how she made me just feel liberated and free in the arts. My motivation is intrinsic. Like, it's godly. Like, I don't need anyone to tell me to get up to go. That comes from me. I don't need anyone to tell me, hey, you have to focus. I'm already focused. I don't need anyone to tell me to prepare, because it's already in me. And I'm very grateful, very, very grateful for my mom to not be an artistic person, to allow me to be consumed with the arts, allow my grandmother to take me and expose me to things that she was way too shy to like be a part of growing up in her adulthood. But she allowed me that. So my motivation definitely comes from God and the family that he blessed me with.
If you could take a moment and give a few words of encouragement to any creative, it could be music creative, actress, actor, author, whatever, but give some words of encouragement to the creator who feels like, you know, I'm not seeing any fruit from this. People are laughing at me. Nobody's taking me seriously. I don't feel welcomed in the space that I'm in. This is your time to do that, Rihanna.
Honestly, trust the process. Trust the process. Trust your gift and know that it will work for you. All things work together. Every painful experience, every traumatic experience, every moment of excitement and liberation, it all works together for that day. Days can be hard. Days can be cold. Days can be lonely, but it will all. If you can just look at my life and know that I have met pain and death at its front door, and to see how God has sustained me and kept me, never give up on yourself. Never give up on your dream. Never give up on the things that's been downloaded in your spirit since you were a little child. Everything happens for a reason. You have to just trust the process, continue to show up, continue to be skillful, continue to be a student. And because that's how you obtain wisdom, and watch how things turn around for you. Don't you stop. Don't you ever, ever, ever stop.